Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Pete, how you doing? My name's Nate Dolan. Can I speak to one of your managers, please?
Yeah, of course. What's the nature of the call?
I had a loan I was dealing with one of your loan officers, and he hasn't returned my call in a week and a half, and I just want to speak to a manager and explain my situation to him.
Yeah, of course. Do you know who your agent was?
I sure do. But I'd like to keep that private until I'm on the phone with a manager.
No worries, Nathan. Here, I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
Right.
Thank you for holding. This is Ja.
Hey, how are you? What was your name?
Ja.
I'm Nate Dolan. Nice to meet you. Hey, I just got to take a quick minute of your time. I've been dealing with Kevin.
Okay.
Working on a loan, a business loan with him.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to touch base. He hasn't returned my emails or contacted any of me since October 3rd.
Oh, wow.
Told me I was approved twice. I'm working with Joe at Zerona on a $56,000 machine here. He said
sure.
I was approved, and then all of a sudden he fell off the face of the earth. So
I just
don't know what happened or what's going on. Or
let me try to fix it. What's your company name?
N&D Marketing.
M as in Mary?
N, Nancy. N as in Nancy.
N&D, okay.
Marketing, correct.
Alright, give me one second.
Send all your emails.
Okay.
I mean, just a call and tell me to F off would have been better. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. He doesn't work in this office, so I'm not able to, you know, walk over to his desk to see what's going on. But
correct.
Let's look into your file and see what's going on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
From what he last told me on October 3rd, I needed to write a letter to underwriting explaining what I was going to do with the machine. He said everything looked airtight and you should be good to go, and that was it. Never heard a word.
Okay.
And I know Joe, the guy I'm working with, has been trying to contact him as well.
Hmm. Okay, let's see here. So I do see that there was an explanation that was sent over to our credit department on the 25th, which was a few days ago. Let's take a look. I guess there's a little, I'm just reading the notes here. It looks like there's a little discrepancy on your business. Do you have like a website or anything?
Yes, that was old news. We were going with that lender, and then that one didn't get approved. So he was going to switch to a different lender.
I see, okay. Let's take a look.
I'm like, Pete.
Let's see.
Yeah, and I mean, on October 30, contacted Joe with the company and said, I just need to know where the address and everything so we can get this thing shipped out. And then, bang, I don't know. It's like he died.
Let's take a look. Okay, so I don't have too much information based on what I'm pulling up here on the file.
Right,
let me get
put
with
any notes, and I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't see any notes here. I do apologize that he hasn't been able to get into back in touch with
No. And I mean, I own a car lot. I work with lenders every day, and I, you know, mortgages also. And I mean, I don't hope this guy doesn't get paid commission.
It's Unfortunately, he does, actually.
Well, he's not going to make the rodeo then.
Yeah, okay, so let me just get with the credit department, see what's going on with your file. Is this number 651-214-3996 the best number? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and then I'll give you a call back, okay?
Hey, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yep, no problem. Talk to you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.